you, Alan Wong. Well, brothers and sisters, you've just seen why the current school board of the city of Vancouver is the best school board this city has ever seen. And I'm sure you'll remember that on November 19th. Well, our next speaker surely knows the meaning of solidarity because he lives solidarity. He's provided concrete support in many, many disputes. He's the president of QPBC and an executive officer of the BC Federation of Labour. He represents one of the largest public sector unions in our province. Brother O'Neill is passionate in his defense of workers' rights. He truly believes that an injury to one is an injury to all. Brother Barry O'Neill.
Well, sisters and brothers, friends, firstly, let me start off by bringing you greetings from the 70,000 members that we represent in British Columbia. As well, I just got a phone call from Brother Paul Moyse, our national president, who says, we will be there with you. The 500,000 members in this country are supporting teachers in British Columbia, and that's the way people feel about it. But sisters and brothers, I want to bring you special greetings, and I want to publicly thank K-12 workers all across this province. And they often aren't in the limelight, but let me say that every picket line I've been at, every show I have been on, we've been talking to support staff people, and for those 25,000 support staff workers out there, members of QP, congratulations, you really are rocking the top. Let me make a few comments about what's happening in this province, and we're back again. But let me start off by saying to Mr. Campbell, although he's in Winnipeg and not in his own province where he should be, let me say to Mr. Campbell that you may be able to draw up all the laws you want, but you remember this, because I've said it before, that you didn't give me the right to collective bargaining. I took it, my parents took it, and we will keep it forever as long as governments are ready. Sisters and brothers, we've been going through these struggles for a long time. In fact, we've been going through them for years. And this kind of draconian legislation has never worked anywhere in this country. It's never been successful. It's never brought labor peace. In fact, my daughter, who has a history degree, told me that I need to remember a quote that she read last night. And it was from the first Prime Minister of Canada, Sir John A. Macdonald, and he said when telecommunications workers organized that what needed to happen to this country, that we need to sweep away all such barbarous laws from statutes and books. That was in 1872. Well, we haven't, for anybody who was there, we need to remember a couple of things about law, and I want to talk a little bit about law. Because that seems to be the podium that the Premier, and if you can get a comment out of the Education Minister, I'm sure she would talk about. But you know, laws in British Columbia, when it comes to workers, it's somehow immoral for workers to stand up for their rights. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with the government, the people that write the laws, absolutely tearing up collective agreements legally binding in the province of British Columbia. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you want to talk about laws, and if you want to talk about doing the right thing, then you need to understand it's just not very long ago Mr. DeJong actually said that we needed to do something to fight back in our country against our friends to the south. And we took them to tribunal after tribunal, and the highest courts in the land decided that the United States was breaking the law. Did we stop talking about softwood? Not a chance. So it's fine, it seems, It's fine, it seems to me, sisters and brothers, that this government can use laws to write us back to work. To take the rights away from people that have fought for those rights for so many years before this. My friends, this is not just a fight with the BC Teachers Federation. This is a fight not only with the trade union movement in British Columbia. This is a fight for workers' rights in this province, British Columbia. Sisters and brothers, friends and neighbors, it's about our communities. If you want to set examples for our students, the first thing you need to teach them is they need to stand up for what is fair and equitable. What kind of message is this sending our children? That they should roll over and die when they don't feel like standing up, and if they do feel like standing up, we'll make a law to make that impossible. My friends, this fight is worth all of the energy that we can give it. I know we'll be there. I know you'll be there. I congratulate the teachers for taking on this fight. This fight is long overdue. Thank you very much.